gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, welcome, and thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. We've got an interesting broadcast lined up for you a little later on in this hour. He's the gentleman behind the Cannonball Run. We'll be talking with Tim Porter. Yes, that's the way he talks. Tim Porter will be joining us a little later on here in the hour, and that's going to be fun. Also coming up in the realm of fun, we have a couple of guests that are pending out there, but one who is not pending is John Hotchkiss. We haven't talked with John for a long time. He's the gentleman behind Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. He'll be joining us in hour number two of the broadcast, and for those of the stations taking the third hour or heard live on GCNLive.com, you'll hear some musician talk. That's right. We're going to be talking to Car Guy and musician Alto Reed, saxophonist, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and he's bringing along a very special guest to join us, so we're going to be talking about cars and guitars and more. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And Matt is standing by at network headquarters, ready to take your call. And we're going to kick things off in grand style here by throwing out a trivia question, kind of a follow-up trivia question to one I had last week. Last week I asked you who was the father of the Mustang, and we got a correct answer of Lee Iacocca. Well, the question here today, I've actually asked this question before on the broadcast, so we'll see if you're up to getting me the answer really quick, because I definitely think this is an easy one. Who was the father of the GTO? Who is considered the father of the Pontiac GTO? Who was the General Motors executive who basically pushed through the idea of Pontiac coming out with the muscle car known as the GTO? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Hey, are you on the Facebooky thing? I'm on the Facebooky thing in a couple of different areas. I've got a Facebook page for Auto World. I've got my own personal page of Bob Long, and I've got one for BobLongRadio.com. But I just want to say hello to Dwayne Johnson, who sent me a very nice message on Facebook, a regular listener every Sunday to this broadcast as he is driving along in his truck. So just want to give a shout-out, as they say in the radio language, to Dwayne Johnson in Texas and roaming the Midwest. So anybody else who would like to become a friend on Facebook, check out all three of those pages. Once again, Bob Long, my name, Auto World, the show you're listening to, and Bob Long Radio for other things that I do. Other things I'm going to be doing this week include going to the New York International Auto Show. This past week was the Shanghai Auto Show. But let me tell you about some more news coming out of the Big Apple. More continues to trickle out. This is going to be a big show in New York. Last week I told you about Mercedes-Benz unveiling a coupe version of their C63 sedan. It's a beauty, absolutely. And also Porsche is going to have the ultimate version of their Panamera. It's going to be called the Turbo S. The Mazda folks are going to show off a revised version of the 3 for model year 2012 with a new engine that could get you 40 highway miles per gallon. But this week brought even more news, including BMW is bringing their big new coupe to New York. It's the BMW 650i coupe, and we've already seen the convertible version of that unveiled, but that will be a pretty one indeed. The folks at Chevrolet are going to be showing off the 2012 Chevrolet Camaro. This is a bit of a surprise. They're going to show a special rendition of the 2012 Chevrolet Camaro, a special 45th anniversary edition. The Camaro gets a little bit of a facelift inside and out, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that a little later on in the broadcast, but amazingly, they've managed to wring 323 horsepower out of the V6 engine that's in the Camaro for 2012. So that in itself is a big story, but I'm going to tell you about the interior a little later on in this half hour. Also, in New York will be the 2011 Dodge Charger Mopar edition. This is the second time they put the Mopar tune brand on a vehicle. They did it last year very successfully with a special edition Challenger, and now this year they're doing it with the Charger, and it's painted black with blue accent stripes, and I will find out a little bit more about that when I attend the show this week. Fiat is going to bring to New York their convertible. It's the 2012 Fiat 500C convertible, and the most unique thing about this particular vehicle is the fact that even though it's a convertible, it's kind of like the old school convertibles from the 1950s or 1960s that were on such vehicles as Volkswagens and Peugeots and Renaults and Fiats, actually. The sides of the vehicle stay intact. It's just the folding roof in the center of the vehicle that actually fold back, making it a convertible. So from the side, if you didn't notice the canvas top, you would not know it was a convertible. So that's going to be an interesting unveil. Also, a huge unveil from the folks at Honda. The Honda Civic, the all-new 2012, this is the latest generation of the Honda Civic, and they're bringing the whole portfolio. Lots of times manufacturers like to kind of spread them out. They introduce the basic model at one auto show, and then they'll show the sports model at another show and the hybrid model at another show. Well, the folks at Honda are going to bring the regular Civic, the Civic Hybrid, as well as the Civic Si, so covering the entire gamut at the New York Auto Show. And Lexus is going to show off a concept vehicle. It's called the Lexus LFGH Hybrid Concept. And it is quite different design-wise. A preview of the next generation GS from Lexus. Lexus is reportedly, like Toyota, going to go in a much more bold styling design direction. And when I take a look at this vehicle, of course, I'm just looking at a teeny tiny picture right now. It's got a front fascia that looks a little bit like Audi meets Mazda. And it's definitely much more aggressive and a lot more sporty than anything we've ever seen outside of the LFA super sports car from the Lexus brand. Mercedes, in addition to the delicious C63 AMG Coupe, is going to show off their A-Class concept vehicle. A very, very small car, but it looks like it's destined finally for the United States. Nissan is interesting. They're going to be showing a race car based on their electric vehicle, the Nissan Leaf Nismo RC concept. So evidently they're going to go racing with their electric Leaf vehicle. Very interesting marketing move on the part of Nissan. Dodge is going to be showing off a new Ram cargo van for 2012, and also being shown off in New York, a very important vehicle. Actually, some spy photography of this vehicle has been leaked to the press already. It's out there on the internet. The 2012 Subaru Impreza will get 36 miles per gallon reportedly on the highway. It will make its official debut in New York, and that's impressive, 36 miles per gallon for an all-wheel drive vehicle, which tends to get a little less on the mileage department front. Meanwhile, it's time for a pit stop, so don't go away. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. My name is Bob Long.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare. And priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the face? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We've got a trivia question out there. So far, no one has answered it correctly. So here we go one more time. The question is, who was the father of the GTO? This gentleman that later went on to attempt to start his own car company, and he actually did start his own car company, and it didn't, unfortunately, go too well in the end. It was a little bit of a scandal. So there's a clue for you folks. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're doing a little preview of the upcoming New York International Auto Show. And also, we're going to be telling you about the Shanghai Auto Show. Other show coverage that's already been leaked from the upcoming New York Auto Show. Scion is going to be showing an auto show concept vehicle. It's going to be called, they haven't named it, but lots of folks are saying that it looks like the Toyota sports car that was unveiled a little while back, a joint venture with the folks at Subaru called the FT86. Scion always does something in New York. It's interesting. Also, Cadillac is going to show off a 2012 variant of their SRX, the crossover wagon-esque vehicle. It's going to feature only one engine, and that engine is going to be a 300-horsepower V6. So bye-bye all other engines in that particular vehicle. And Ram is rechristening the code name Adventurer on the 1500 Express, and that's going to be selling for $23,830. It's a Hemi-powered truck. Let's go to Dwayne in Iowa. Dwayne, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good, dude.
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Let's see if we can solve that riddle about the father of the GTO. Who was that gentleman?
Was it Mr. DeLorean?
It sure was. Congratulations. Thank you so much for getting that right. How about in the realm of new vehicles? Anything catching your eye these days?
Not right lately.
No. How about in the classic realm? What's your favorite?
Oh, that old 68 Mustang I had.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is absolutely a beauty. Well, excellent. Well, hang on the line. Matt's going to put you in line for the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we're going to get Warren Tracy back with us really soon. This past week, the Shanghai Auto Show was held, and once again, automakers are using both the Chinese events. They have it every other year at different venues in China. This year was Shanghai, and some of these vehicles are actually going to be sold here in the United States. So here we go. Let's take a look at the world debuts, the 2012 Q3. I can't believe it, but we're going to have yet another sport utility from Audi. This is going to be the smallest crossover vehicle in the Audi lineup, yet it actually is quite an enticing design. BMW also showed off in concept vehicle, although most folks say it's pretty much the real deal of the upcoming M5 for 2012. Mini showed off a vehicle inspired by Goodwood. It's the 2012 Mini inspired by Goodwood Special Edition. It's either the smallest Rolls-Royce or the poshest Mini ever. So it must be very, very heavily optioned, to say the least. Goodwood, of course, is a special event in every part of in every year in London, England. I should say they have the Goodwood Festival of Speed, and that is the venue which this vehicle is named after. Let's see. Also, and in Shanghai, we saw the 2012 Malibu, believe it or not, first debuting on Facebook and then showing its face at the Shanghai Auto Show. So that's unusual that they use the Chinese show to debut the Chevrolet Malibu. But again, showing global intentions. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And, Matt, we have somebody joining us right now. Why don't you? John Montgomery, welcome to the airways of Auto World. How you doing there, John?
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to talk to you as well. So tell us what you've been up to lately.
Oh, my goodness. Well, for a car club, we're pretty busy. We've got the new Fiat 500 is just being delivered in the United States. Last month there was the 500 first editions. Almost all of them have been delivered. And so Now the cars are available for public sale, and seems like things are going very well.
Excellent. I know recently you wrote an article that actually the folks at BMW picked up, the folks at Mini, that they were quite impressed with your work. John, tell us all about it.
Well, we just did a little quick comparison between the Mini and the Fiat 500, and I think one of the things we wanted to illustrate is how many features that the Fiat 500 has, and it has not only a lot of comparable features, but some people take a look at the car at first glance. It is about 6 inches shorter than the Mini Cooper, but it's also $4,600 less at MSRP. It has more trunk room. It's got 30 cubic feet as opposed to 24. It's got a little bit more rear passenger leg room. Has a slightly better coefficient of drag and a little bit lower ground clearance, and has a lot of compatible things to the Mini, but, you know, of course, it's a great car, and we're not knocking the Mini, please understand, but we are wanted to illustrate to folks that, you know, the Fiat 500 is a viable competitor, and I think it's got just loaded with features that maybe people wouldn't expect from a car of this size.
Absolutely, and you must be so excited about the debut in New York of the convertible variant of the Fiat 500.
Right, the Cabrio is going to be introduced at the New York Auto Show, and so we're very excited about that. And, you know, we're just catching our breath over the new car launch, but also on the horizon, of course, we're all looking forward to the Abarth version, and that's rumored to be 170 horsepower. So that's going to be quite a vehicle to have a little fun with, and so a lot of the guys are looking forward to ordering one of those. But you know, in the meantime, we have a great car. It's it gets so much attention going up and down the road. I've had mine for a couple of weeks now, and it turns heads everywhere it goes. And you know, you can't really stop at a convenience store or a mall or restaurant or any place without somebody asking you about the car. And you know, a lot of us that have the classic cars, we get that sometimes, you know, and people appreciate some of the older vintage stuff, but it's amazing in a new car, and just everybody wants to know about it. So it really is quite a kick to drive it around.
Absolutely. John, stay with us. We're going to continue our conversation as we tell you all about the new upcoming Fiat 500. It's already out there on the road, and John is the president of Fiat Lanza Unlimited, and we'll talk to him more about his 500 and more about the vehicle straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. We're chatting with the president of Fiat Lanza Unlimited Car Club, John Montgomery, who recently did a very interesting article, a blog on basically a whole slew of reasons, 75 reasons to buy Fiat 500 over a Mini, and John himself has a brand new Fiat 500. John, I had the opportunity to sit in one at the Detroit Auto Show in January. Looking forward to checking it out in New York upcoming this week. So tell us a little bit more about your vehicle, the color scheme, and what trim level do you have?
Okay. Well, the one I have is called a Prima Edition. It's car number 77 off the line. It's white with black stripes and the 500 logo that's in the back of the stripe toward the rear quarter. And it also has a special interior outfit to it. It is based on the Sport model, so it's basically a Fiat 500 Sport with a special package. But that particular package includes automatic temperature control, Sirius radio. It's got a special black painted roof and 16-inch tires, aluminum wheels. And I opted for the power sunroof. So anyway, it's a very much loaded car. It also has Blue and Me technology, so you could do hands-free. In fact, it will even give you your text messages. It will read your text messages for you, so you don't have to text anymore. And so there's just a tremendous amount of great features packed into this car. And for the A segment of vehicle choices, it really gives the widest array of choices all throughout the line, and starts at 15.5, so that's basically for the pop version. Then they go through the Sport at 17.5 and the Lounge at 19.5. And, you know, it's interesting how much room that car has. In fact, you know, people up to 6'3", 6'4", can get into this car, and it's made for up to the 90th percentile adult. So basically somebody that tall could get into the car and be comfortable. The sunroof, you lose a couple of inches with the sunroof, but, you know, it is a good four-passenger car. And it also has a 5-star crash rating in Europe, mm-hmm. and it will also meet the 6-star criteria. So those that might be a little bit worried about a car that's small and being unsafe, this car's got everything from traction control to stability control to analog brakes and all the latest technology that's really available. So it's even got double seatbelt pretensioners and, the 7 airbags, as opposed to the Mini, which has 6 in my little article. But, it's something when you get to a car that is a little bit smaller, people worry about those kinds of things, but it's a very safe car.
Absolutely. You point out so many different wonderful things here. Starting off, of course, with the price, like you say, $4,600 less than the Mini, and better aerodynamics. It's a lighter vehicle, has able to carry more passenger cargo capacity. The turning radius is shorter. It's a little lower to the ground. I like that. Lower insurance rates than the Mini, yet it has the same warranty. 3-year, 36,000-mile free maintenance, including car rental, and it's transferable. That's very cool. Standard theft alarm, that's an option on the Mini, and Fiat prices of parts are going to be lower than Mini in most cases. And as you point out, there's so many different ways to customize the Fiat. It's really kind of mind-boggling. I interviewed the new president there of Fiat, Laura Salvio, I believe.
That's Suave, yes.
Yeah, she's really
Suave.
A nice, very, very nice lady. And
yeah.
She was telling me that there's some umpteen thousands of different combinations, so you're not going to see yourself coming and going in a 500. So,
well, that's right. It's 14 exterior colors, and my little article pointed out that only two of them are $500 options, where on the Mini there's 10 colors, and only three of them are actually non-cost extra. You have to pay $500 for 7 of the 10, but it has a tremendous amount of combinations, over 500,000 combinations that you can get. So you will not see yourself coming and going. One thing I wanted to mention about the car, it has just such spontaneous appeal to the public. I can't really describe it. You can watch as you drive along and you see people that'll look at your car like you're just, another vehicle in traffic. But all of a sudden they just walk on that, oh my gosh, that's the 500.
Yeah.
And, they just follow it all the way past you, and it's just a really kind of a surreal experience. It's to be in a car that really has a great appeal, and so it not only is a very comfortable car and quiet car, but it's really neat to be seen in, and that's part of the fun.
Absolutely, and I know Laura told me at the Detroit Auto Show that they clinicked the vehicle, they took the badges off of it and showed it, and people priced it at a much higher level than they were going to price the vehicle at. And then when they told folks that it was an Italian vehicle, those people even put even more of a premium on the car, so it's quite a bargain. And here's a little note that I didn't know, a little factoid. Enzo Ferrari drove a Fiat to work daily. Enzo never drove a Mini ever. Very good.
Well, you know what? That actually was not true, Bob. The Mini guys caught me on that one. I didn't realize that he was a Mini, and he had one and really appreciated it. And, one thing that I didn't mention is that, Frank Stevenson, the Mini, and also the 500, so basically one of the same concept designers, of course, Roberto Giolotto, did the new 500. But it is a high content car, and it gives people a very wide range of choices in the A segment that they normally would not get in this type of price range. And then also, a lot of people will say, well, what about the Fiat reliability or whatever? But basically, you can research all you want. You won't find issues with the car in Europe, and I don't think you're going to find them here. And also, the warranty on this car is 4 years, 50,000 miles, roadside assistance 4 years, and unlimited miles. And so it has comparable warranties to the Mini. But, both cars are great, and I think that I'm sure there'll be some little bit of a rivalry, but I just want to say, you know, the Mini guys are great people, and we have so much to learn from them and how they've been able to bring their car to the level that it's at now. And we just, you know, we're on fire with enthusiasm right now, and we're just really pleased to actually be on the field, you know.
Absolutely. Tell our listeners all around North America about the Fiat Lancia Unlimited Car Club.
Well, the Fiat Lancia Unlimited Car Club started in 1983, and two guys up in Pennsylvania started it, Bob Rayner and Dwight Barnes, and the club has grown. The club actually got going right after Fiat left the country, so they've been gone for 28 years now, and now that they're coming back, our club has grown. We've got chapters all around the North America, and we have about 1,000 members, and it's growing rapidly. I'll tell you, every day we've got more and more people joining. We're also working a little bit with, you know, with the dealers and the Chrysler group, and we're trying to be the best fans that they ever had. And we definitely, you know, sometimes have their ear and they have ours, and we're trying to, you know, work a little bit together to, you know, achieve the same end, which would be to, you know, make sure that the car is successful. And so we're really pleased to be able to, you know, be involved in the process. But our national event is coming up in July 21st to 24th in Nashville, Tennessee, called the Fiat Freakout. And everything's available online at flu.org to find out about it.
That sounds like an awful lot of fun. You definitely must be looking forward to that time, John.
But it's a, you know, the Fiat Freakout is a unique experience. It's going to go from Thursday through Sunday, and we're going to do a classic drive-in movie. We're going to play the Italian Job, so we'll be watching Minis actually. anyway,
well, but, excellent, John. Well, you're an absolute pleasure to speak with, and we'll get you back here on the program to talk more about the 500 as well as the club soon. Don't go away. We've got the gentleman from the Cannonball Run around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to find out all about the latest with the Cannonball Run. It's my pleasure to welcome Tim Porter to the airways of Auto World. How you doing there, Tim?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for leaving me on hold for 3 minutes and then giving me an IRS problem. Do I have a problem with my tax bill? That really got me worried.
Hopefully not, Tim. So bring us up to speed. What's going on? When is it going to be happening?
Happening September the 3rd, starting in New York and finishing off at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Beach. And, yeah, it's going very well. We're well over halfway full. We've still got 5 months left before the event runs. Tomorrow I get on a plane and we're going off to Australia to get that event sorted out over there as well. We've just got a new Cannonball World Events iPhone app out, which is going great guns at the moment. So what will happen with that is it works with a GPS unit and also allows people who haven't come on the event or can't come on the event, they'll be able to watch it live and see where all the cars are going when they're actually moving across country.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really cool stuff. Tell us a little bit about the goings-on during the Cannonball Run, because I know you told me in the past this is not for the faint of heart.
I can't give all the secrets away. They'd crucify me. Basically, we're actually having a complete revamp this year. You know, we all know it's not socially acceptable and actually very dangerous driving, you know, quickly, as we used to do in Europe. So what we've done this year is you don't have to rush flat out to get there. What you've got to do is try and crack a series of codes, and the first five codes will give you a zip number. The sixth code will actually unlock the address, and that will give you the coordinates and address of where I have hidden $25,000 in a briefcase for the person who gets there first.
Wow, very cool, Tim. That's a very unique thing that you're doing. And tell us a little bit more about what happens at the conclusion, the winner. What kind of prize do they take home?
Unfortunately, I do have a slight problem with humor, and I am trying to get some help for it. What I thought I'd do first was I thought we'd have a bit of a laugh with the film crew there, because it's being filmed for television, for US television. And in my infinite wisdom, I thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to put two tickets for Denny's in there instead of the 25,000.
Very good.
I was warned that the Americans are considerably bigger and taller than me, because I am quite short, and I probably have my head pulled off my shoulders and shoved somewhere unpleasant. So I'm just going to leave the cash in the briefcase.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tell us a little bit about the average participant and what type of vehicles are usually utilized during the Cannonball Run.
Well, they can use anything. I mean, we've actually got a 1949 flatbed Ford truck that's been restored, that absolutely looks like it, you know, it's just come out of the museum. And it's driven by a doctor from Indianapolis. You know, really nice guy, great sense of humor. And it is really like the tortoise and the hare. I mean, you know, you can drive at 70 miles an hour and, you know, maybe do 75 and get caught for speeding. And, you know, then you're going to be slowed down by half an hour. So we do have everything from, you know, Bugattis down to, you know, the car I build, the Ford Mustang.
Oh, yes, exactly. And one of the amazing
prototype out.
What an amazing beast that is. And tell us about the prototype.
We've got a new model coming out that's going to be 1,200 horsepower, and we should have that out and finished, I would think, by the end of May. That particular car, when it's finished running the event across country, I'm going to have a week's chill time, and then I'm going to drive it back across the states to Baltimore. I'm going to ship it to the UK, where from there I'm going to drive it right across three continents, to India. And I'm going to ship it the last 13 days to Australia, and we're going to run it on the Australian event.
Oh, that's fantastic. So as you noted, you're headed off to Australia to get the Australian event in order. When is that going to be happening?
The Australian event is February the 19th, starting on the Gold Coast. And for all American and UK guys, we actually give them a free car to do the event with.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What kind of car do you utilize down in Australia?
This trip?
Yeah. You use
no, you're going to laugh now. You are really going to laugh.
Okay.
I've got a midget Toyota Corolla.
Oh, really?
Because unfortunately, unbeknown to me, it's Australian Easter holiday, and it was the only car left. So, unfortunately, knowing my luck, it'll probably be automatic.
Very good. How can folks find out more about the Cannonball Run and all the cool things that you're doing across the globe? What's the best web destination?
Best web destination is cannonballworld.com.
Excellent. And I know you were out at the SEMA show a number of years back. Any plans to revisit the Las Vegas area come November?
Yeah, well, I kind of got banned by my office, actually, because I went there for the SEMA show, and I was about 4 months late home. I don't know what happened, but they kind of didn't really. They weren't very happy about me going back there again, but I will be there this year.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait to do an interview with you once again live and in person. But in the meantime, tell us a little bit more about, if you can, what television network or show is going to be filming it, and when eventually will we be able to see it on the tube?
It will be on November, I believe, before the end of the year. And at the moment, we're just sorting out contracts with the Discovery Channel.
Oh, that's fantastic. Really exciting. And I know there's lots of fun on the road and off the road at these events. And does it cost a lot of money to be an entrant?
No, it doesn't. It's $9,000 for two people, one car inclusive. And if they really struggle with a car, we can help them out, because we do have staff cars available for people to use, providing they're over 25 years old.
Excellent. And like you say, lots of it, great adventures. It's a trip of a lifetime, and certainly you'll have stories to tell for the rest of your life. And I love hearing about your Mustangs. What got you hooked on the Mustang, Tim? I never asked you that.
It is just such a good platform, and the car was great, but it had certain flaws, as they all do. And American cars, no offense, because I love America, and I love the people in it, and I also love some of the cars, but they just don't go around corners. They don't need to, because you've got such straight roads.
Yeah.
So I wanted a car that, you know, every time I get in that car and I push that button, it gets the adrenaline rush going. You know, it makes the hair stand up on your arms. And, it, you know, you don't get bored with it. I've had so many different, you know, cars over the years, Astins, Ferraris, etc. And after 3 months, yeah, they do bore me. And I get in the Mustang, and it's still, every time I drive the thing, it scares me. But it's just such great fun. And what it shows is, it shows that, you know, America has got some great talent over there, some great machinery, and I just think they need to shout about it. And what better way than to drive it through Afghanistan and Iraq on the way to India? So with an American flag on the roof, driven by an overweight, crazy Brit.
It's an outstanding combination. Wow. That is going to be quite something. And hopefully that's going to be filmed for television as well.
Well, they're talking about it. I mean, you know, let's be realistic about it. They can only shoot me once.
Very good. So the website, again, is cannonballworld.com. And you've still got a few slots available on this year's event. You're about halfway filled up.
Yeah, we're halfway filled up. We're going to cap it at 60 cars because, you know, when you start having the huge, big events, it is a logistic nightmare. And we have to fly all the staff over from the UK. We normally lose at least two or three of the girls en route. So, you know, we're going to try and keep it a little bit smaller this year and cap it at 60 cars. And we're over the, I think, 41 cars so far.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Tim, I always enjoy talking with you on the radio, and we definitely got to get you back on this show and my other shows in the not-too-distant future because you're a real fun guy, and this is a great event. Everybody, check it out. Cannonballworld.com is the web destination. Do you have any telephone information you'd like to give out, Tim?
Yes, we actually have a toll-free number. Now you've got me. 11 o'clock at night after an evening's drinking wine. It's 1-866-803-6795.
Very good. Did you have some good wine? That's the question.
Yeah, I had the dear stuff, and I gave my wife the cheaper stuff.
She must be a very tolerant woman is all I can say.
Oh, yeah, well, I just had to buy her a new car because, you know, she's always worried about, you know, going to Australia. The last time I went to the States in 2005, I said, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and I came back February 2009, so I was a little late home.
Very good, Tim. You're the best. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Anytime.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lang.
I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.